Yeah, thanks for having us. For us, we met our objective for the night. You know, last year we came here and we didn't get the result we were looking for. Tonight we came, we got a shutout, we got the away goal. So we're leaving pleased. We've set ourselves up with the position to try to finish the series at home next week. So from that standpoint, we're pleased. Yeah, Johnny's had a great year so far. Hopefully, he'll keep it going. But we brought him tonight. It's the Canadian Championship for us. He is our premier Canadian player. It was his night to be the captain to lead the team tonight. We had 7 Canadians starting, plus brought Jordan Hamilton in. So we managed, we had 8 Canadians out on the field tonight at any given point. And we're proud. It's something we're committed to is continuing to develop our young Canadian players through our system, through our academy, and through our USL. And more of them are achieving first team minutes. And obviously, Jonathan is really a leader. Ashton as well, another guy out there tonight who I thought played like a true pro. But those guys were, real leaders of the group tonight and did a great job. Yeah, I gave. I think Malik has been interesting in the MLS, or I'm sorry, in the USL games. I think his just getting into, we knew they were going to sit a little bit deeper and the spaces were going to be a little bit tighter. Malik has tight control and is usually pretty shifty in the pockets. So it was an opportunity for him. I think it was a couple years ago maybe he came on to a game, maybe last year. I don't remember that he came on to a Canadian Championship game and he looked a little bit, last year, looked a touch nervous. So I wanted to see how much he's matured over the last year playing, however many minutes he's played in the USL and at the professional level, and to see how his development has come along. So he got an opportunity tonight. And I thought at moments he showed some really interesting stuff, but in moments he shows he still has some progress to make. We are where we are in terms of the season and the injuries and everything that came about. We were, one player, maybe a couple PKs away from winning the Champions League for the first time ever. That's an ambition we have as a club, and our way into that event is to win the Canadian Championship. So, we're here to defend our title, and we're here to try to position ourselves back in the Champions League and see if we can make another run at it. Hopefully we will, have picked up some information along the way and try to manage things differently in the future should we get there. But it's always going to be an ambition for us to try to get into the big tournaments, try to win as many trophies as we can. So. I'm not sure. I gotta get through Saturday first. We have an important league match in Chicago, and we'll see how things set up. So far, I would love to have the selection of a consistent group of guys. We haven't had that all year, so it's good for these guys to get a game, and we'll make a decision as we get to Sunday, Monday, and we start looking at the next game. Right now, we're focused now as it turns to Chicago. Yeah, it was important. That was. Our mission was to come here and get a shutout, and if it was one goal or two goals that we put in for ourselves, we were going to play for the away goal. But for us was to be solid defensively was an important aspect of coming here tonight. This is it's not an easy place to play here. Sometimes it gets a little bouncy, and so it's not easy. We knew the game wasn't going to be a lot of possession between the lines because they keep their lines tight. They're a very organized team. They don't give away a lot of space. And so we knew the game was going to look a little bit like that. And for us, just to keep things tight on the defensive side it's what we need. We've given away far too many goals in the MLS season, far too many. And so the two things we wanted tonight were a shutout and a win. And we got both of those, and so we're going home feeling good about that, but always understanding that there's still more to do.